You mean in the containers? Well, it was sold in glass fruit jars most of the time. But like if you bought it out from the farmers that was making it, they had what they called syrup buckets, which was just a little straight-up bucket with a lid that mashed down in it around. And that's what they sold it in, by the gallon.
How about lard?
Well, I can't remember my daddy ever buying any lard while we lived in the country. He raised it. And they bought what they call lard cans, which would be 25 and 50-pound cans, a whole lot much lard. And they rendered their lard out. And, you know, raised their own meat and lard and rendered it out. And there they had their cracklings. To make their crackling bread. I can't remember him ever raising any beef just on purpose for home use, but now my brothers, my two oldest ones, used to kill bees and peddle on them a lot. And they would, a lot of times, maybe on the weekend, they'd carry a beef like, now we lived in Pickens County, they'd carry it to Tate. That's just a little ways off to peddle it out, and they wouldn't be able to sell it all, and they'd bring it back, and I saw my mother can it, and she'd can it in half-gallon fruit jars to save it, you know. And the way she'd do it, she'd fill her a big black wash pot up outside and build her a fire under it, and she'd fill her cans up with the beef and put them down in that wash pot and cook them so many hours. And believe it or not, that was good beef. It was really good.
Did you use lard in cooking?
Oh yeah, make biscuits with it. I still do. I still use homemade lard. Not homemade, but I get some at the store that's put up by McEvers. That's most like homemade of any that I can get, and I'll use it. And used it well, like if was cooking cabbage or beans or anything. We always had what's called salt meat, and they'd put a little bit of that in it to give it a flavor, and then put a little bit of lard in it. And just everything, and then you grease your pans with the lard, and I always used it in my cornbread, a little bit of lard.
What would you use if you wanted to pour something into a narrow mouth jar, if you were pouring water?
A funnel. Paper folk.
And what was that made out of?
Brown paper.
Okay. If you had one made out of cloth, you'd call that a
sack.
What would you call if you took some corn to the mill to be ground? What would you call that quantity?
Turn of corn. That's what my daddy called it.
Do you use that term for anything other than just the grain?
Just the grain. And I don't know if you'd use it for any other but corn or not. But always he'd get his corn up and he'd say, I'm going to take a turn of corn to the mill.
If you went to get some wood for the fire?
That would be called a load of wood.
How much is that?
Just an armful.
What is it that you use to get the horses to go faster when you're...
Whip.
And what is it in the lamp when it burns out, you replace the... When the light goes out?
In a lamp?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the lamp oil, we called it back then. It's kerosene now, but we call it lamp oil. And then there's a wick in a lamp. You have to, a lot of times, you'll use your wick up, which is just a white thing so wide. Well, it's wide enough to fit the burner. And when that burns out, you got to put a new wick in it.
What kind of lamp is that? What do you call it?
That's an oil lamp, kerosene lamp.